Thank you for calling customer service, Bernie. That's speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, you guys have been taking money out of my account, and I don't know who you are or where this is coming from, and I know I have never ordered nothing from Elite Endless Electronics.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code? And we're a third-party call center.
9-4-9-9.
We're a third-party call center that handle multiple accounts. So with the zip code, and it's, what is it?
98499.
One moment. What's your name, ma'am?
Peggy Wells.
Well, verify your address for me, Ms. Wells.
Verify my what?
Your address.
8614 John Dower Road, Southwest, Apartment A, Lakewood,
okay.
Washington, 94499.
Yes, ma'am. So I see here where it's March 4th, you paid the shipping and handling for a foot massager. And
yeah, and that was all I was supposed to pay for that. And I've had three different things coming out of it, and the thing don't even work.
So what you need to have done is the account canceled, so you won't get any further charges. That's the number one thing.
But
okay?
What about the three that's already came out? I was only supposed to pay shipping and handling for that, and that's what I did. Because I've had a $69, a $59, and now a $39 charge on there. And I wasn't supposed to pay any of that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it wasn't that you were supposed to pay for it. It's just that when you signed up for the free, for the gifts, the part that you paid for the shipping and handling, after the time frame that they give you when they tell you when you sign up, in the shipping and handling part, in the, not shipping and handling, in the terms and conditions, in the terms and conditions section, it'll tell you that you're going to be charged for a membership. That's why the membership, the foot massager was a gift to you as long as you paid shipping and handling. It was a gift because they wanted you to become
a
member.
That is not what I read on that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
I didn't see anything else about that membership crap.
Yes,
but I
ma'am.
Would have never done that.
Yes, ma'am. I
and then the foot massager don't even work.
I'm sorry to hear that. It might be a number that you can call and get in touch with them about that part of it. But here in the transaction part, the you want to stop the membership going
yes,
forward.
Yes, definitely stop the membership. And is there any way I can get reimbursed for this membership that I didn't even know I was supposed to be getting?
Ma'am, I can give you 35% of that those charges because those are valid charges. But again, let me cancel. Hold on while you just give me a minute. Let me cancel so you won't get charged any further, okay? You have three
okay,
accounts I
you.
Need to cancel. So give me just a minute. Yes, ma'am. I'm still notating your account.
Excuse me?
I'm notating your account.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the membership for?
It was the membership was to the discount store where you got the foot massager from. They have an online discount store that has.
Well, why would I keep getting charged if I never even bought nothing from a discount store?
So when you signed up for this free shipping, ma'am, the shipping to get the gift was an offer to you in hopes that you would join the membership. It tells you, it does tell you that in the terms and conditions that they're going to bill you after 48 hours if they don't hear from you saying you don't want to be a member. And that was in the terms and conditions part.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so now I got this one of these, the cancellation for one of the three items. You want the cancellations numbers, ma'am?
What do you mean three? I never ordered anything but the foot massage. So why was there three of them?
You said to me earlier, ma'am, you have three different charges. You have...
Yeah, three different charges. One was for $69, and one was for $59, and then this one for $39. But I never did no shipping and handling but for the one item.
That's correct, ma'am. So the $67, the $56, the $39, I can't do anything about those. Only thing I can do for you is perhaps on the 5-3, because if you had a call back in March, maybe we could have done something for the two for March.
Oh, I did. I called. And I got some runaround about you weren't open or something, and I never was able to get back a hold of anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the first time that I got on my account and I seen a different number.
Yes, ma'am. We're open 24/7, so somebody was here. But what I can do for you, ma'am, this is what I can do for you, Miss Peggy. So I can't for the $39.99. That was a meal plan. You had two things. You had a meal planner. And you had a, hold on, let me follow through this, right? Hold on.
But see, I've never did that. That's what I'm saying. I never ordered no meal planner.
No, ma'am, you did not. You did not. But when you did the membership, it did do that through after 48 hours, as early I was saying to you. When you accepted the free gifts, when you put your card number in, ma'am.
The first time.
Yes, it tells you. At that point, either you don't do it or you do it, and they're going to charge you if you don't let them know. You didn't do anything. All you needed to have let them know that you didn't want to become a member. And after
but
that,
see, I didn't read anything about that, about wanting to be a member.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of times, in terms
it didn't
and conditions.
Say anything about that to me. I read the thing.
I understand, ma'am. Terms and conditions sometimes are missed, and this is why. The charges are there based on the fact it does tell you in the terms and conditions that you will be charged if you don't let them know. Now, when the company doesn't hear from you, they're thinking, oh, she likes a gadget and she wants to shop for other gadgets. So that's how that comes about with that.
I understand that, but why would they keep charging me for gadgets that I never ordered?
They didn't keep charging you for gadgets you never ordered. It's a monthly membership, ma'am. You got charged each month.
So why is it a different price every month?
Because sometimes the account, your account doesn't have the amount that they need to debit, so they take what they can for that month.
That's fraud. That's fraud,
no,
right,
ma'am,
there.
It's not. It's
yes,
fraud.
It is. It's supposed to be a specific amount if it's some kind of membership.
Okay.
It ain't supposed to be this amount this time and this amount that time. This, I want all of this mess canceled. I better not catch this coming out of my account again.
Well, ma'am.
Or I'll just shut it down.
No, that's not going to happen. But what we can do is, because we're legit, what I have done is I'm staying focused here trying to get your cancellations done. I hear you, but I'm trying to make sure you don't get any reoccurring charges. So I got the meal planner. That was one of them. It has been canceled. And, okay, so that portion of it is done. And then, hold on. Then you put the prior to shipping, I don't do anything about that. So your March payment was $67.37. Then sometimes with the difference in price too, I will say this, sometimes they reduce the price. Sometimes like the second 30 days, they might say they'll give you an X number of percent off or discount off. So March 7th, you paid the $67.32. April 7th, you paid $56.95. Now, that was for, you got two things going on. You got a foot massager and you got a meal plan, okay? That's the two of those things is what I was trying to get in canceled. Let me make sure both of those are canceled so the charges won't reoccur. Okay, that one's canceled. All right. So now going forward, ma'am, the meal planner charge as well as the membership fee to the Gadget Club has been canceled. Now, for the last month's charge, I can offer you the 35% of that refund back on that $39. And that'll go back.
Okay,
into
so the, what about the first one, the 60-something dollar one?
I can't,
is that one canceled?
No, ma'am. Well, is it canceled or is it refunded? Which one are you asking?
Is it canceled?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I keep saying to you on the 67.37, that was the initial membership. So that part of it is canceled. I kept making
okay.
a note. So that's canceled. And when I said it before, then you said, well, how many of you are canceling? So I'm staying with this. That part is canceled and the meal plan is canceled. Okay. Those
okay.
are the two items that you was charged. Now, as far as the refund goes, I can offer you that on that last charge of, let me get back to that page, the last charge of $39.99.
Yeah.
$39.99. It'll be $13.39 I will put back on your account, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
And then all the other accounts are canceled going forward. So hold on.
And this one will be canceled too, right?
This is one of the ones that was canceled. The $39 charge is the meal plan. The $67 charge was the apps, the digital fitness app thing. So as I was trying to explain earlier, the $39 is the where the The $13.39 goes back on your account, okay? From
okay,
that.
And how long will that be?
It's 3 to 5 business days usually. Hold on. So
you said you were giving me back 30%?
35%, ma'am.
35%?
Yes, ma'am.
So why is it only $13?
Hold on, let me double check again. So you got $39.99, and 35% of $39.99 is $13.99. So you receive $13.99 back onto your card. It's 35% of that $39.99. That was the very last charge. That's the only thing I can do anything with. I can't do it. I'm not able to do anything with the May and the, not May, the March and the April. Because the May charge has come out. So I'm dealing with the May charge here. And the 35% is the $13.99. I can't. If you had a call back in March, which you say you did, but we opened. But anyways, no notation that you called in March. There wouldn't have been an April charge and there wouldn't have been a May charge if you had spoken with a representative. So I can't do anything
yeah,
with those.
Okay. So what I really want to know is this all is canceled and I'm going to get $13 back.
Yes, ma'am. That's basically what I'm. That's what I'm doing now. Just refunded your $13.99 successfully going back to your account. The other three items. Before I get you off the phone, let me make sure all windows are. So that's done. Cancel for that. The order number for this one is, you ready to write this down? C2.
Yeah, just give me 1 second. Let me get my pen. Okay, say it again.
You ready, ma'am?
Yeah.
Sears and Charlie, 260. Mm-hmm. Sears and Charlie.
Okay.
260.
Okay.
3449. And then the other number that might be, oh, let's see here. It is canceled as well. And that cancellation number is C26000349 on that one.
Yeah, that's what you just gave me. 26000349.
All right, so that's canceled of the meal plan. Now I need to just make sure the membership which right here needs to be canceled because that's your monthly reoccurring charge. So let me make sure that's done from April 7th. It has been canceled as well. And then okay, that's the one. C is in Charlie, 2596-637-2596.
Wait a minute, you're going too fast. 2596-375-63. So it's 2596-375-63. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. So that one's done, and it won't be any more recurring charges on that. That was the membership, and no other recurring charges on the items, like the items that you receive, you don't have to send them back. It's no additional charges. Your next shipment.
Yeah, well, I never received no meal plan anyway.
Well, the meal plan is a digital app. You download it on your phone.
Well, I didn't receive anything telling me to download anything.
Let's see here. It's canceled at this time, though, ma'am, but it was in the making sure this is canceled. So this right here would have been a result of this. Approved, approved. 3747. So you got bill 37, you got bill 47, and then 56. So the billing on here needs to be canceled. So make sure that's done. That should be anything that's coming up on any upcoming charges. Yes. Yes, ma'am. So I've refunded the $13.99 to go back on one of your cards. I have canceled the membership so you can not have reoccurring charges happen. And that's it, Val.
Okay. Well, I'll call back if I get another charge. But
yes,
this,
ma'am.
This,
please.
Y'all
please.
Need to figure out a way to redo this because this is not right. I am on a very fixed income, and I would have never done this if I thought there was going to be some reoccurring charges on my account.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.
Mm-hmm, you too.